This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, remember, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America moving along, thanks very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Thanks to FedEx, thanks to UPS, thanks to the Bulk Mail Center for all of them doing what they're doing. And by the way, it's not just about transporting freight. It's about moving the mail. That's a very important thing. And Felix and John, we appreciate the job you guys do. And then there's Amazon. And Amazon, of course, has their warehouses, their big warehouses, and then they ship things out, distribute them via truck all over the country. Thanks to them. Thanks to our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too. Takes a special breed to do that. So thank you to you. Now, to everybody that's out there on Facebook, you can check us out by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. That's our Facebook page. And you can check us out also by going to MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamerica.com. Thecaptainsamerica.com. And joining us right now from the northern part of Florida, up there almost into Georgia, it's none other than Frank Salato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning,
Mr. Captain.
And they're all out there braving the elements, the terrible temperatures, the awful chilly 70 degrees that it is here. I'm saying that because last week it was almost 80 several times this time in the morning. But anyway, they're having a good time, and I hope you are too.
Well, we got storms for the next few days, so get ready for those. They should be coming your way.
Yeah, they had a tornado in South Florida, so I believe it was Saturday night.
Hopefully everybody heeded the warnings and were aware during the watches and stayed safe.
I watched to pick a car up and flip it over. I saw that much. Wow. But anyway.
Yeah. Mother Nature likes to play ping pong.
Yep, they do. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we had some interesting news here in the last hour. J.P. Morgan Chase has gotten the winning bid on the Republic Bank, and they will, in fact, take it over all the assets and
everything else it has to offer and either make it better or, I don't know, make it worse?
Well, we're seeing the concerning thing we're seeing here is the conglomeration of wealth into larger banks. We're starting to get down to just a handful of major, massive banks starting to own all the smaller banks. This is being facilitated by the Federal Reserve and their mismanagement over the last 10 years. You know, it used to be where you made sure that you invested in treasury bonds. It was supposed to be the safest way to go if you were a bank, a substantial portion of your holdings going into treasury bonds. And when those yields turned to garbage because the Federal Reserve has screwed up the value of the dollar, the banks become vulnerable and they don't have liquidity, and now you need a larger financial institution to come and take it over.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. This is centralizing banking. And then when you fall into the malady that we have today where the federal government is colluding with the private sector to force organizations and companies and people to act and think a certain way. Remember what Larry Fink from BlackRock said?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use our money to change the way people think.
Yep.
When you have these kind of financial institutions colluding with government to change the way people think, that's a very bad thing. It kills freedom. It kills your ability to make your own choices for yourself,
mm-hmm.
especially when major financial institutions can make it complicated for you to get your money. Try to withdraw $25,000 from an account you have with a bank today and see how many hoops you have to jump through just to placate the federal government.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You're right. You're absolutely right. And, of course, they want their money. If you're withdrawing it, they there's a tax on this for checking this out. You think about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this has gone way too far. Way too far. This is the definition of government interference.
Yep.
You know, this is one of the reasons why so many people are looking at cryptocurrencies and the anonymity of blockchain.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back right after this break. More with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And we're going to get into some political stuff. We always do. But we're going to get into some political stuff and see what it is that's going on in the world in which we live. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Breaking news as it happens, with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Savato. We appreciate that. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Family Nissan. Moss Nissan, in particular, is who we are talking about right now. Now, you know, they've got all those dealers. They got all those dealers. And you've got, starting with Newport Richey, you've also got, right there at 1954, you've also got Nissan and Acura side by side, right there on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And you've got the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, almost all the way to the Sun Country Toll Road, Sun Country Parkway is what they call it, almost all the way. But when you see them, when you find them, remember three things. Number one, they'll save you money. Number two, if you served, you save. If you served, you save. What that means is simple. Active duty military or veterans alike will get a discount on the vehicle that they're buying at Moss Family Automobile. Now, that's a tremendous offer. Nobody else is doing it that I know of. And the other thing is, they have the Moss Care for the life of the vehicle ready for you, too. Moss Family Automotive. All right, the website, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there, check them out, see all the stuff they have to offer. And maybe you'll be like Frank Salvato. You'll grow up and be rich and famous someday and have this great website called UndergroundUSA.com that everybody's looking at, right?
Richard Famous, huh?
Well, I just thought I'd throw that in there. I mean, you know.
I'd go with Infamous, maybe. I don't know, Infamous
you are. Yeah, I still got people that remember you from O'Reilly.
Well, you know, it's...
I remember you from O'Reilly. What am I saying?
it did define a lot of things. And one day when we were sitting over coffee, I'll tell you what happened behind the scenes. But it was eyebrow-raising, to say the least.
Yeah, we've got a message here. I'll read this because it's from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. And good morning, Fred. And I hope you missed the tornado the other day. Fred says that Russia is winning, and they are fighting their strategy. This is why the armchair generals who criticize are misguided. Now it's May 1st, so it's no longer a spring offensive, maybe summer or fall or winter.
Well, the information coming out of that theater is unreliable all the way around, so I don't know if Russia is winning. I know they're trying to split up the concentration for the West over there, causing a little bit of agita over in Sudan. And what better way to keep NATO busy than to have another conflict erupt where they have to focus on that as well as Ukraine? But I have to say this again, you know, where is our dog in this fight with Ukraine? I feel for the Ukrainian people. I hope they win. We've given them a laundry list of 3 pages of armaments they've requested, plus hundreds of billions of dollars. So, you know, have at it, guys. You know, if you're not mismanaging your money, you should have enough to win a war when you've got an ex-superpower, and I call them ex because they've got their own internal problems.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got an ex-superpower back on their heels as a breakaway region. So, you know, have at it. But I don't see where we need to actually have American boots on the ground, and it looks as though the Biden administration is hell-bent on making that happen.
They're already there. We sent in a naval... a transit ship called the USNS Brunswick. And so their crew's on the ground, and they're getting these people together to evacuate them, as many Americans as they can. I don't know if there's any more ships lined up, per se, but I know they're flying people out.
Well, that's Sudan. You know, I do, here's a thought here. Just contemplate this for a bit. If you can say, okay, we're evacuating the embassies and we have to get everybody out, and oh, by the way, then we'll worry about the U.S. citizens, you've done it backwards.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, you've done it backwards, and that's what the Biden administration did again. Again.
Mm-hmm.
The first time they completely screwed up an evacuation in a war zone was in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You always make, because you serve the people, because the people are your master, the government has to take care of the citizens first.
Mm-hmm.
Not the government people. If you work at a foreign embassy, you know what you're signing up for, and you need to be the last people out, not the first. So this idea that U.S. government employees, and I'm not picking on the employees. I'm picking on the Biden administration because they don't seem to give a damn about the American people.
That's correct.
Whether they're overseas or whether they're here. Job one, make sure the American people are safe, whether they're overseas or here at home. They failed twice now. And, you know, aside from a few people reporting it, and taking it with the seriousness and outrage that they should, the media is absent.
Mm-hmm.
They should be all over these people with, why did you do this again? Why did you screw up again? You saw what happened last time. Why didn't you evacuate U.S. citizens first? No one's asking that question. And now we've got the same thing happening that we had in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one ship over there. evacuating people, good for you. You negotiated a 72-hour ceasefire to clean up your mistake, great. We've now got private organizations over there trying to move out almost 16,000 U.S. citizens, and those are the only ones who are, those are only the ones that are registered.
Yeah.
Not the missionaries that didn't register over there and everybody else. So it's 16,000 plus. And the last thing I saw from Kirby, that idiot over at the Pentagon, was that, well, we've got like maybe 5,000 people out. We're looking at 5,000 people getting them out, but nobody else has requested anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are they supposed to call? You closed the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this idea that we've got everything well in hand and we know what the hell we're doing over in Sudan and Ukraine and with our engagement with NATO and what they're doing, we're marching toward a global conflict, a fuse that is going to light a global conflict. And all of that blame, all of it, 100% of it, has to be laid at the Biden administration's feet. And if we find out later on that they are trying to wag the dog to win another election so they can finish the death of the United States, they should all go to prison for treason.
Well, no one will doubt you on that one. However, I do believe, and I do know this is going on, the Russians are trying to bait the United States into flying our planes into the Ukraine and putting them in harm's way. And so far, knock on wood, we haven't done it.
Yeah, say knock on wood, because, you know, you're knocking on Biden's head.
There it is right there.
We don't need to be goaded into anything because we shouldn't be engaging over there.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be engaging over there. I'm sorry. That's, you know, Russia's a bad actor on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world should be looking at them saying, you got to knock it off. But now they're buddy-buddy with their big pal China.
Yep.
And China's playing, playing the Lori Lightfoot of a global brigade,
mm-hmm,
in being the person with the biggest appendage out there, mm-hmm, saying we're going to go negotiate this, negotiate that, while we spread our influence around and our money. And we, oh, by the way, we've got all the idiot billionaires and trillionaires at the World Economic Forum pushing our economic way because we keep filling their pockets with money, the greedy bastards that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia's not a good player. They're a very bad player on the world stage, but they're doing China's bidding by keeping the United States busy, expending all of their military capital, and goading them into firing a shot.
Mm-hmm. Hold
that. We don't have the leadership or the statesmanship to play this game.
Hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more with Frank Silvato. We've got him for one more segment today. And we're going to talk about the debt ceiling, amongst other things, and a couple more interesting subjects on the agenda here. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Wilson Garcia had a month-old son who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted an 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
SpaceX confirms the final payload of last night's Heavy Falcon launch was a success. The satellite will provide internet coverage to Alaska for Pacific Dataport. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and thank you very much, Mr. Frank. We appreciate you doing that for us very much. And I would like to remind everybody that coming up this Saturday, I'll be over in Orlando for an event at the, well, it's called the Freedom Expo 2023. It's over at the Harley-Davidson dealer in Seminole, and I'll be there with Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the America First program. And, of course, we'll be up on the Car Arm stage, all of the local hosts from AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer will be there, too, including me. And we look forward to seeing you over there. Shake some hands and take some pictures, whatever else it is you might like, and we'll be there talking and having a good old time. And I'll tell you what, motorcycles, oh boy. Music, oh boy. Barbecue, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And, of course, pretty looking girls all over the place as well. They always follow the motorcycles. So there you go. Now, all that being said, we'll also be talking about the Second Amendment. And there'll be an author there who will have his book. I believe his name is Larry Correa, and the book is called In Defense of the Second Amendment. So there you have it. We'll be there. Hope you can be there, too. It starts at 9 o'clock in the a.m., and everything will get going, and away we go. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Anytime and always, my friend.
All right. I want to mention something here because this came out again, and I didn't hear anybody talking about it. But the Drill Baby Drill voters are prioritizing energy production over climate change and saying, hey, man, wake up, wake up. Voters remain concerned about high fuel prices, as well they should be, and overwhelmingly support policies to increase the U.S. oil and gas production. Now, we've heard just the opposite from people saying, well, I want the green energy, and well, it's this and it's that. No, What's this and that is when we were energy self-sufficient, and we were producing more oil than anybody knew what to do with, and we're exporting it, and became an exporter, suddenly we were paying less than $2 a gallon for gas in a lot of the country.
Well, then I guess the Drill Baby Drill voters should have worked much harder to capture the Senate.
Somebody.
During the last election. Elections have consequences. If you don't care for the direction the country is going in, you have to make abrupt changes during elections. So when you don't get out there with the full force of every ounce of your being to make sure that you steer away from the destruction of the country, then you don't really have a right to complain.
Mm-hmm.
You get the government you deserve through the election process. Now, before the last election, we were screaming how incredibly important it was to capture both the House and the Senate.
You bet.
Because then you could start turning some of these policies around and overriding vetoes. The fact that they failed to capture the Senate because they fell for a narrative that was orange band bad when the guy wasn't even on the ballot proves how fickle the electorate is. So if you wanted lower energy prices and you saw them skyrocket for the first 2 years of the Biden administration, the answer was to make sure that you neutered the Biden administration. The voters didn't do that. So, in my book, you lose the right to complain about it because you didn't achieve a pivot away from communism and fascism and socialism. These are the isms that are running the United States today. It's not an opinion. It is. Just look at the definitions of the word and look at the policies that are being employed. You have the government coercing the private sector into forcing you to do things and limiting your choices. Okay, Drill Baby Drill voters, which should be most of the country because we're getting scalped at the pump. We're getting scalped when it comes to fuel oil. We're getting scalped with all of our energy prices. We needed to pivot. You needed to show up. You needed not to fall for orange man bad. So are you going to make the same mistake again? Or are we going to say you have to reject fascism, socialism, and communism because the far left, which is a minority in the Democrat Party, has hijacked the country? Now, that said, if you're a Democrat and you're listening, and I know we do have some, you got to start screaming about Robert F. Kennedy so you get a good challenger in there to knock these fascists out of office. Look at his policies. Look at his platform, what he wants to do. He says the swamp has to be defeated. He hates big pharma, and he doesn't like centralized government. Oh, boy, he kind of sounds like his uncle.
Yeah.
Who today would have been a Republican. So how about this? The Democrats don't want to have debates because they want to protect Biden and the fascist apparatus that has captured Washington, D.C.?
Right.
Maybe the people on the left side of the aisle start pushing for, you know what, if you're not going to have debates, then we're going to have an open debate. Right here, social media, talk radio, and everything else.
Sure.
And start pushing a rational human being to run for the Democratic nomination.
And I submit to you that we're doing that right now.
Well, I'm not a Democrat, so I can't talk to
that.
No,
I mean that you and I are going to push the agenda out on the radio.
What I would like to have is an honest and fair discussion from the left about who they keep advancing and who their leaders keep advancing, because they're just, when you say, hey, I vote D and that's it, then you're just a sheep. Mm-hmm. You're just following whoever they want to put in front of, whoever they want to anoint.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you Joe Biden. The guy can't say a sentence without stumbling and sniffing a little girl's hair.
No. All right.
So you finally got somebody in a Kennedy who's talking rational platforms, mm-hmm. even if he does exist on the left of center. Why don't you embrace him to get away from the fascism?
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We've got a caller on the line. I know who it is, and we'll get right to her. Mary in Clearwater, what's up?
Yes, good morning. Speaking of everything that Frank just spoke about, you don't hear any of this stuff anywhere else, and these sources are so fractured these days, even for the right. Nobody really knows where to go to listen. You can't fracture the news source into 1,000 podcasts. Nobody would know which one to pick to watch anyway. I think the most centralized, quote, centralized or most known person that people would go to listen to would have been Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gone, and so now you have people going every which way but loose, and AM radio is kind of going down the hill, by the way. They are gradually nipping at that as well. The shows on AM radio are getting shorter or have gone away, some of them. And
depends on the channel you're listening to.
It's absolutely getting harder and mm-hmm. harder to find a news source for people.
Oh, I'm still here after 22 years.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people who are normally up and just want to turn the TV on and watch something. They don't have a chance. They don't have a chance. So you have to put yourself out there and speak up and just keep saying the word communism and blasting that out your own megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, again, she's got a lot of merit with what she says, and that's what we tell them. These are hardcore communists that are in the middle of the mix now.
You know, the one thing that people don't like to feel is uninformed when they're talking to their friends. Mm-hmm. They like to feel that they're speaking on a level plane,
yep.
But that's why it's important to talk about politics. The left and the mainstream, especially academia, has tried to instill in us that it's not polite to talk about politics or religion or any of those sensitive topics, because we just want to all have high self-esteem and march around thinking we know everything. We have to have these discussions with our friends and family. We must talk about politics. It doesn't mean you have to argue all the time, but you do need to talk about what you know. You do need to be able to explain things like fascism. The left has abused that term for so long, no one knows what it means. So let's talk about the definition of fascism. That's talking politics. Let's talk about the millions of deaths communism has caused. That's talking politics. We got to start doing that again.
Well, we will on Friday. All right. Have a good day, my friends.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. By the way, apparently one of Biden's White House advisors said a stray bullet entered her home, nearly hit her nephew. That's not nice. Not nice. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
He's on 3 days a week. 3 days a week. Oh, my goodness. Where's he on 3 days a week? Anyway, here is Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, who, by the way, yesterday was Sports Zone in it.
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. Some great sports yesterday. We'll start off with a little IndyCar action. McLaughlin Outdoors Grocery for a win at the Baba, as they say. So it was a great IndyCar race. So let everybody who's still into auto racing get that update. Also, the Heat, the Miami Heat, beat the New York Knicks in game one. But Mr. Butler rolls his ankle late. Not good for the Heat, their star player. So he might be hurting, you know, for the next game. But how about the Miami Heat upsetting the Milwaukee Bucks, you know? And then also, Captain, down there in South Florida, the Florida Panthers, you know, upset the Boston Bruins. Everybody thought Boston was the best team in hockey, and they knock them off. I don't know what they're drinking down there in Miami. The water must be something special because you had
it's imported.
It's imported. The NCAA tournament. You had Florida Atlantic, and you had the University of Miami Hurricanes making it deep into the March Madness, and now you have the Heat. and the Panthers. The Dolphins are making moves, so we'll see. The Marlins are playing better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of amazing down there in South Florida.
And since you mentioned basketball, there was one hell of a performance by somebody by the name of Stephen Curry yesterday. 50 points he scored, 50 points.
Mr. Steph Curry, Captain, he eliminates the Kings. Everybody was counting them out, saying, Golden State, Curry and the boys, they're not going to get back this year. Well, guess what? They found a way to beat the Sacramento Kings in seven games and those 50 points.
And see, I remember the night that Will Chamberlain scored 100 points very unceremoniously, very quietly, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in an offsite game. The Syracuse Nationals, 76ers, later became the Nationals, the 76ers were playing right there. And unbelievable. What a night that was. Wow.
Crazy. Wilt the Stilt. He was something special back in the day, wasn't he, Captain?
Yes, sir.
Those were fun games to watch, to say the least. And, basketball's changed. It used to be more of a team sport back then. Even though he got his 100 points, they still had to pass the ball all over the place and fed him. Now it's just, one pass, find the open guy and shoot the ball.
Sure.
Run and gun, as we call it. So, it's just whatever you like and what you're into. How about Major League Baseball, Captain?
Yeah.
It's pretty much in full gear right now, and we've had some great games this weekend. I mean, wow. I mean, the Rays are still above in the AL East. They're playing 793 ball. I mean, that's pretty impressive, Captain. 23-6.
With that crazy loss yesterday.
Yeah.
They never should have lost that game.
No, they shouldn't have. The bullpen let them down, Captain. And that happens. It's amazing. I tell you, people don't realize. I think some of the toughest things in sports, one of the toughest things in sports is the last three outs in a good baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Those last three outs can take forever. It's amazing how many times teams come back. There really is. So, there is something to be said for that. We're only 30 games in. We have another, 130 to go. So, we shall see what concurs with the rest of the season, to say the least. But, the Braves, all our friends up there in Georgia, they're doing a great job.
Hot Atlanta.
667 pace, Captain. That's what it's going to take, I think, to win a lot of the divisions this year. I mean, you're going to have to play a good six. You better win two out of three to guarantee yourself going the distance. So that's what it's going to take, I think, in a few divisions. A few, you'll be able to get by with maybe a 600% winning percentage. But parity's getting a little bit better in all sports, Matt, and I really like that because I think it gives every city a chance, hope, and an opportunity to root the team in and support your local team.
Well, it's about time. It's about time.
It really is. Yeah, I don't like when two or three teams just, run away with it in any sport. I'm not a dynasty fan, but some people are, Captain. Again, if it's your team. But then there's a lot of bandwagoners too, Captain. It's funny how that works.
I would rather see five teams in a division all playing good than to have one or two playing exceptional and the rest of them playing horrible. That just makes no sense.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, that's why I'm not a big fan of the divisions, Captain, because you're going to have that. It's just going to happen. Look at the AL Central. You have a couple teams not even playing 300 ball. I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, it shouldn't even be. The Athletics, they're playing at a 200 clip. I mean, there's just no place for that in sports, in my opinion. There's something not right there. That you have to be better than that, okay? It's not as bad in the National League. Everybody's, over 300. But even though you got a few teams that, are 10-17, 10-19, 9-20, 11-16, that's just not good baseball. So, again, it's still early, but a few of those teams at the bottom, I don't see them climbing their way out, Matt. The Nationals,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
So what are we looking for this week in sports? What are we looking for?
Well, you're just going to really have the NBA playoffs, right now, and the NHL. That's really what's on tap you know, for this week, everybody's going to follow that to see if their team wins or the team that beat their team in the playoffs, see how they, you know, move forward. That's how that's going to all transpire, I believe, Matt. And, you know, golf will be in full gear. They played out in Mexico yesterday. It was a good tournament. Tony Finau beat John Rahm. So that will be exciting this weekend. Wells Fargo up there in North Carolina. It's a beautiful golf. That's a beautiful golf course. A lot of fun for the fans to watch or enjoy golf. NASCAR this weekend will be strong. So those are the couple things that, you know, people will look forward to. But again, the other thing, what are people going to be looking for? Are we going to keep seeing these upsets in the playoffs? Because I'm just, a lot of people thought the Lightning would get out of the first round, and they didn't. A lot of people thought, look, the chance from last year, Captain, out west there, all the people in Colorado who listen to the show, I'm sure they're stunned today that the Avalanche lost to the Seattle Kraken, you know? Who would have thought that? So, just an amazing world of sports, a wide world of sports. That's you and I remember that.
Yep.
Thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Yep.
The
guy hits the railing on a ski post.
Yeah, is that wild, Captain? That's just, you know, how it goes. And I think that's why people enjoy sports. You know, and I know that's why you and I enjoy it. You know, you never know who's going to win. You can predict, you can think, you can believe, but at the end of the day, who's going to get her done? That's why they play the games, as they say. It's funny, on paper, a lot of times the best team on paper doesn't win because it's still a team sport. If you look at individual sports, it's a little easier to, you know, predict. Because it's one-on-one, is that guy better than him? Well, then, you know, even if the guy's having an off day, he can hold on and win. We're a team. You can't have off days in a team sport because you will get beat by the other team. So,
speaking of one-on-one, you better tell us about yourself. You're going to run out of time.
Yeah, no problem, Captain. My name's Patrick Hyland. For everybody who listens to the show, greatly appreciate it. And appreciate you listening to the show on Sundays from 11 to 12, the Sports Zone. But what I do also is I help out people in the insurance business and in financial industry make sure they have the right policies to fit their wants and needs. Tailor-make a plan that's going to make their family taken care of and also themselves and get the most bang for your buck, I like to say, in any insurance product I have to offer. I know insurance isn't a great word, and it's not, you know, an exciting word, but it's something that, you know, we all need to have. At least make it fun, at least make it enjoyable to where we have a good experience together over a cup of coffee. Make sure you get the right plan for yourself. More times than not, you'll gain by giving me a call at 813-966-1052 to assist you in your insurance needs. Again, the phone number is 813-966-1052. Love to hear from you. God bless you, Captain.
All right, see you later. Might see him tomorrow over at Mission Barbecue. Never know. You got to stop by to find out. That's tomorrow, Tuesdays. But anyway, it's been a busy Monday. A lot of things going on in the news. And keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your eyes on the prize. Because it's going to get really wild here the closer we get to Election Day and primaries and all that. It's going to get really wild. Have a great day. God bless America. Do something nice.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.